Thank you, Pastor To, for that wonderful introduction.
多謝杜弟兄俾我嘅介紹。
It is my honor and privilege to share the gospel with you today and share this wonderful worship service.
我好榮幸今日有機會同大家呢個分享呢個福音。
My first call to the ministry was music.
我第一次去同呢個福音有關係就係經過呢個音樂嗰方面。
So I enjoy worshiping with churches that sing praises to the Lord. Those songs are some of my favorite songs that you sang this morning.
我好鍾意呢喺有音樂嘅教會裏面嚟到同大家分享嗰啲頭先唱嘅歌係我所心中喜愛嘅。
So you have already blessed my heart today.
你已經係祝福咗我心啦。
And I want to thank Pastor To for the invitation of sharing this morning with you.
我亦都感謝杜弟兄俾機會我同大家嚟到分享今朝嘅訊息。
I am new to Canada. I have only been here for about 4 months.
我嚟加拿大只係有四個月嘅時間。
I have my wife with me, Martha, back there. Can you say hi?
我太太 Martha 喺後面，請大家同佢招呼。
I always say she is my first and only wife.
我話佢係我第一個亦都係唯一嘅太太。
But God has blessed us in the ministry for many years together.
但係神已經喺我哋之間祝福咗我哋好多年。
I bring you greetings from many Jewish believers around the world.
我喺我帶大家一個祝福從好多世界上好多猶太嘅信徒中間。
My name is Jorge Sedaka.
我名叫做 Jorge Sedaka.
Jorge is a Spanish name for George.
Jorge 就係西班牙文嘅 George.
Sedaka is a Hebrew name.
Sedaka 就係猶太人嘅名字。
In Hebrew it's Sedaka.
在猶太文就是 Sedaka.
And in the scripture in the Old Testament, when you see the word righteousness or justice, it's the word Sedak or Tzadik.
在聖經裡面如果當大家見到
Tzadik or Sedaka.
Sedaka 這個字呢是代表正直的。
But I always say that I am not righteous because of my last name.
但我經常說我不是因為我的名字而是公義。
I am righteous because Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, made me righteous.
因为我公义就是因为耶稣基督使我成为公义。
My father was a Jewish man who became a believer in Jesus.
我父亲呢是一个犹太人他信了耶稣基督。
In Argentina, through the work of Jewish missionaries that went there.
他在阿根廷经过这些传福音的人我相信了的他相信了耶稣的。
And so he became a believer, and his brother became a believer, and my father served the Lord until he passed away.
咁佢信咗耶稣基督，佢嘅弟兄亦都信咗耶稣基督，直至到佢翻咗天国为止。
He was a Baptist minister for some time.
佢系一个传道人。
But for the rest of his years, until the Lord called him, he was a missionary to his own Jewish people.
但是直至到主呼召他回去之前他都是向这个犹太人传福音的。
And he was a missionary with this organization, Chosen People Ministries.
他也是在 Chosen People Ministry 里面做一个传道人。
So I grew up in a messianic Jewish home.
所以我是一个相信尼赛亚的家庭里面成长的。
And I helped my father in his ministry for many years.
我也帮助我父亲在他的工作里面很多年。
But I never thought I was going to be doing what I am doing today as a missionary with Chosen People.
但我都从来没想象到今天我会在 Chosen People Ministry 里面以这样的工作来服侍。
I served the Lord with music for many years.
我用音乐来服侍主很多年。
I served as a pastor and a missionary for many years.
我也都是做了牧者和一个传道人很多年。
But I never thought I was going to do this.
但我从来没想象到我做今天的工作。
So I learned a big lesson.
所以我有好多嘅學習。
And here's a lesson for you.
今日我都希望帶俾大家一個學習。
Never say never to God.
從來唔好向神話我唔能夠做。
And so I'm happy serving the Lord in this new position as National Director of Chosen People Ministry.
我好高興能夠喺咁樣嘅工作裏面嚟到服侍神。
We are located in Toronto area.
我哋嘅主部喺呢個多倫多地區。
But I have opportunity to travel all over Canada and I'm so glad that I was able to come to Vancouver, a beautiful place.
我有機會去四邊咁樣嚟到去好高興能夠嚟到溫哥華呢一處嘅地方。
The pastor already spoke about the history of our ministry.
你哋嘅传道人已经讲过我哋嘅机构佢嘅历史。
I just want to share a few pictures of what God is doing in the Toronto area.
我只系想同大家分享一啲嘅喺多伦多地区嘅照片。
We used to be located in this old building, old house.
我哋原本喺呢一个旧嘅房间里边房子里边嚟到工作嘅。
It was very small, very crowded.
好细同埋好挤迫。
So a previous leader, Brother Joe Gray, had the vision of moving to a new building.
我哋以前嘅领导人 Joe Gray 弟兄佢有个意象系去搬去第度。
They found this old store.
佢哋揾到呢一个旧嘅房子。
It needed a lot of work.
需要好多嘅维修。
But we were able to purchase that building.
但我哋购买咗，同埋将佢嚟个翻新。
And so this was a vision of the first floor and the bottom floor.
这个就是地下的草图。
And we are hoping to add a second floor in the next few months.
我们希望可以在加了一层的二楼上去。
So the work started, there was a lot of work done inside.
我们在里面开始了来到翻新。
They had to dig around because it was all flooded inside.
因为里面已经水淹了，所以我们要在附近来掘一个坑。
And so for about 6 months, the work continued.
做了大约六个月的工作。
And this is what the building kind of looks now.
现在就是这样的了，那个大厦。
And we are in the North York area of Toronto.
我们在多伦多区的 North York.
And this is our receptionist and some of the staff.
这些是我们的工作人员。
So if you come by Toronto, we will love to have you visit our building.
如果你来多伦多区的话，请你来到探访我们。
And this is our staff, one of our first meetings in the new building.
这些都是我们的工作人员在我们第一次开会的时间。
The building will serve as a place for worship and Bible study and training of future messianic leaders.
在这里我们会崇拜，我们会查经，我们会探访的工作。
This was a dedication day on December 5th.
这个我们成立那天的大仪式。
Very cold day, as you can tell.
好冻啊，嗰日。
But we had about 200 people in the small building, and we praise the Lord for that.
我哋大约有200人喺呢个细小嘅房子里边。
This is our new sign of the Toronto Messianic Center.
呢个就系我哋新嘅招牌。
I just want to let you know that we have Jewish neighbors on both sides.
我哋两边都系啲犹太嘅邻居。
And some of our Jewish neighbors don't like the Jews that believe in Jesus.
有啲犹太人佢哋系唔中意信耶稣基督嘅犹太人嘅。
So everything was okay until we put the sign up.
我哋动起我哋牌之前咧都冇事嘅。
The day of the dedication, there was a big sign on the building beside us.
但系当我哋成立嗰一日咧，喺我哋隔篱嘅大厦上边有一个牌。
A very well-known group put a sign, and they are called Jews for Judaism.
系个牌上面写话犹太人嘅犹太教。
So they came and took pictures and saw what was going on.
他们来到影相，看看我们是做些什么。
But praise the Lord, we had free publicity in the Jewish newspapers.
感谢神，我们呢因此呢在这个犹太报纸里面有些免费的宣传。
So we are thankful for that.
我们很感恩。
Before we go to the Word of God, let me just say that outside there is a table with some of our materials.
我们未开始这个今天的信息之前，我想跟大家讲，我们在外面有一张台，上面有一些我们的资料。
This is our monthly publication. It has very good articles on Israel and our ministry all over the world.
这个是我们的月刊，里面有一些关于以色列的文章在里面。
And if you sign your name, we will send you that for free and other materials for free so that you can pray for us and know how God is working around the world.
如果你签上你的名字，我们会免费送这些刊物给你，还有会给一些信息来让你知道我们的工作。
Today we want to speak on the feasts of Israel.
今天我们的信息是会关于这个犹太的节期的。
And I've already thanked Brother Stephen.For interpreting for me.
多谢我嚟到为呢今次嚟到翻译。
And I even gave him permission to improve my message.
佢俾呢个权力我嚟到将个信息讲得更好。
It's very difficult to talk about all the feasts of Israel in a short time.
在短的时间内是很难能够将所有的节期都讲到的。
In your bulletins, you have a little insert that gives you a brief commentary or a brief description of the feasts of Israel.
在我们今天的周刊里面应该是有一张纸是解释了关于今天这个犹太的节期的。
You wonder, why are we talking about the feasts of Israel?
你或者会怀疑为什么我们今天会讲关于犹太人的节期呢？
We are not Jewish.
我们都不是犹太人。
Although maybe there are some Jewish people around the congregation.
或者你里面可能都有些犹太人都不定。
Is it for all of us to celebrate?
是不是我们所有人都可以庆祝这些节期呢？
Well, we believe that some of these are mostly for the Jewish people to celebrate.
我相信大部分这些节期都是应该是犹太人。
Whether they are followers of Messiah or not.
究竟他们无论他们是不是跟随这个弥赛亚都是一样。
But what was the purpose of this feast in the Bible?
究竟这节期是有什么作用呢？
The first purpose that God had was to show us, reveal us His plan.
第一个理由呢就是神要向我们显示祂的计划。
The Bible tells us that God's plan of salvation, of redemption, came from eternity.
圣经里面说神的这个拯救的计划是由从亘古已经有。
And let me say, brothers and sisters, that God's plan has been the same from eternity until today.
我可以同大家讲，神嘅计划从亘古到而家都系冇改变到。
God didn't have a plan A that went bad and then he had to go to plan B.
神冇话系第一个计划唔行，所以就要去到第二个计划咁样。
Some people believe that, but they're not here today.
有啲人相信系咁嘅，但系佢哋唔喺度做我哋嘅
主。God had one plan and is still on that plan.
神只有一个计划。如今都是这个计划。
So the purpose of the feast is to show us God's plan.
这节期呢就是要显示神的计划的。
Another purpose is to celebrate God's faithfulness.
第二个理由就是要庆祝神的信实。
The promises of God are yes and amen in Yeshua and Jesus.
神的应许呢是永远都是实行的，实际的。
You can trust His word.
你可以信神的话语。
You can trust His promises.
你可以信神的应许。
He is not like you and me.
他不是好像我们这样。
Sometimes we make promises that we don't keep.
有时候我们应许了一些东西我们不可以实行得到。
But God is not like that.
神不是这样。
You can trust His faithfulness.
你可以相信他的信实。
So this feast helps us to celebrate God's faithfulness.
所以这节期呢让我们能够庆祝神的信实。
Another purpose is that the feast in the Old Testament point towards Messiah Jesus.
另一个用处就是指示这个耶稣基督成为一个弥赛亚。
God's revelation has been progressive.
神的启示是逐步的。
You read the scripture and he revealed himself and his plan little by little.
如果你读圣经的时候你会发觉神是逐步地来到显示他的计划。
So in the feast of Israel, you can see Jesus coming in the future.
所以在这个节期里面你会看得到神将来这个耶稣基督将来来的这个计划。
And the feasts are fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ.
而节期在基督的身上是已经是完全了，成全了。
The feast also served to give us hope for daily living.
节期也都给我们有每一天的生活的里面的希望。
There are lessons that you can learn to help you in your daily walk from the feasts of Israel.
我们在其中可以学习到我们每一天怎样来到生活。
And finally, the feasts are also, the purpose is also to give us a glimpse, a view, a preview of the future.
最后呢这个节期呢它可以使到我们看得到将来未来临的事。
God is not finished with his plan yet.
神的计划还未完全实现。
I'm encouraged to know that God has the final word.
我感觉到很兴奋，因为我们知道神有最后的话语。
And even though the things around us might look very bad and difficult,
虽然我们周遭的事可能现在暂时看起上来是很差。
He wants you and I to know today that he is in control.
神要我们知道他仍然掌管一切。
And he has the final word.
他有最后的一句说话。
And he already knows the end of the story.
他亦都已经知道故事的结局是怎样。
He is in charge and he is victorious.
他掌管一切，而他是得胜。
So these are some of the purposes. So today we're going to look at four of all the feasts that you have in that brochure.
咁我哋今日咧就会喺你嗰张纸上面，我哋讲及四个嘅节期嘅。
The first one we want to look briefly is the feast of Passover or Pesach in Hebrew.
第一个节期我要睇嘅咧就系呢个逾越节。
The feast of Pesach, as you know, was instituted and remembers the redemption from slavery in Egypt.
呢个逾越节所成立嘅理由咧，最主要就系要纪念喺埃及嘅时间为奴嘅日子。
The Israelites suffered 400 years of slavery in Egypt.
犹太人当时系有喺埃及受咗四百年嘅奴役嘅。
And the Bible says at the beginning of Exodus that they were crying to God for help.
喺呢个圣经里边话喺以色列人咧向呢个神呼求。
And God heard their cry and sent Moses to deliver them from slavery.
神听到佢哋呼求嘅时间就派遣呢个摩西去到拯救佢哋。
So we celebrate in Pesach and remember the redemption of the slavery time in Egypt.
所以我哋用呢个逾越节咧嚟到纪念当时我哋喺埃及嘅时间为奴嘅日子。
But as you remember the story, the Pharaoh was stubborn.
大家都记得法老王佢系好固执。
He wouldn't let the people go free.
佢唔让呢啲以色列人当时系离开。
You know, he had free labor, he didn't want to let them go.
他有免费的奴役，所以他不愿意让他们来到离开。
And so God showed through his mighty acts, through the 10 plagues, that he wanted the people to leave Egypt.
神用他的大能，经过十次的灾祸，让他这个法老知道，他愿意以色列人离开这个埃及的。
And so the feast of Pesach also remembers God's mighty acts.
所以这个逾越节也都纪念了神的大能。
And one of those mighty acts, the final of the 10 plagues, was the death of the firstborn in Egypt.
而其中的一个的大能就是使到头生的埃及的人民。
A tremendous thing happened that night.
一件很震撼的事发生了在那晚。
And so they remember all this when we celebrate Passover.
当我们纪念这个逾越节的时间，我们就记得所有这一切的事。
Some of the key elements of this feast are a few. There are many, but we'll just mention a few.
其中一些的重点其实有很多，不过我们今天只是提出一些的重点。
The Bible says that they had to sacrifice the Passover lamb.
圣经说他们当时是要献上一个逾越节的羔羊。
And by the way, if you want to follow the scriptures, all these feasts are mentioned in Leviticus chapter 23.
如果大家想跟随的你可以在这个民数记里面看得到。
This Passover lamb had to be a one-year-old lamb perfect.
这只羊呢是要一岁的羊是要无瑕疵的。
No defect in the lamb.
完全是没有任何的瑕疵。
And when they sacrificed it, they couldn't break any bones in the lamb.
当他们献上羊的，他不可以让他的骨头有任何破碎的。
Because God wouldn't accept anything that was not perfect.
因为神不会接受任何不是完整的东西。
And so the Passover lamb is a preview of the Son of God, the perfect Son of God coming many, many years later.
所以这只羔羊其实预表神的儿子，一个无瑕疵的人。
Who was also perfect and who was sacrificed and whose blood was shed for you and I.
他是完全的，但是他的血为我们而写了出来。
And the Bible says in the Gospel of John that no bone was broken in Jesus' body.
在约翰福音里面说到神的骨头是没有一根是破碎的。
If you remember the story, when Jesus was crucified, there were two thieves crucified by him.
如果大家记得个故事，当耶稣基督被钉十字架的时间，在他旁边是有两个强盗同时都是被钉。
And the Roman soldiers, to ease the pain of death, to make it faster, they would break the bones to cause death to come sooner.
而当时罗马士兵为了使到他们尽快死亡，是会打碎他们的骨头，顶到他们尽快死的。
So the Bible says that when they broke the bones of one thief and they broke the bones of another thief, but when they got to Jesus, he was already dead, no bones were broken in his body.
当他们打碎其中一个强盗的骨，然后打碎另外一个强盗的骨的时间，他们去到耶稣基督，发觉他已经死亡，所以他没有打碎他的骨头。
Was that a coincidence?
这个是不是巧合呢？
That was God's plan.
这个是神的计划来的。
Because the perfect lamb that was needed in Passover was also a preview of Jesus' perfect sacrifice for you and I.
因为那个无瑕疵的羔羊在逾节时所献上的亦都是预表耶稣基督的。
Another element in the Passover is the unleavened bread or matzo.
另外一个重点呢就是那些并没有烤受烤过的饼。
In the Bible, the leaven or yeast represents sin.
在圣经里面呢烤素是代表罪恶。
So for the Passover, God said,Only eat bread without leaven.
所以呢神晓谕他们是要吃无酵素的饼。
When we celebrate Passover, we have to use three pieces of bread.
当我们庆祝逾越节的时间我们用三块的饼。
It's a very thin cracker that is put in a sort of an envelope or a bag.
是一个很薄的一个饼是会摆在一个套里面的。
At a certain point in the celebration, the one leading the celebration has to take the middle of the three matzahs.
咁咧喺呢个仪式当中咧，呢个领仪式嘅人咧，佢会攞中间嗰一块嘅饼出嚟。
Jewish leaders don't agree on why there are three pieces of matzah and why the middle one is the one used.
宗教的领导人都不明白到为什么是有三块饼和为什么要拿中间那一块。
We believe that the three pieces of matzah represent the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
但我们相信呢这个代表是代表神的三位的。
Why do I say that?
为什么我这么说呢?
Because it's the middle one which represents the Son that is taken out and broken.
因为中间那块是代表这个神的儿子会拿出来而且打碎。
Half of the bread is used for the meal.
其中半块呢是要来献圣餐。
The other piece is wrapped in a napkin and put away somewhere in the house.
而另外那半块呢是用毛巾包住来摆在屋子的另外一方面。
That piece that is put away is called the afikomen.
而放开那块呢叫做 afikomen。
The word means two things.
这个字是代表两样东西的。
One is that which comes last because it's the last piece of bread that is eaten.
这个呢是其中一个意思就是最后来的一样因为这个饼是最后吃的。
But the other meaning is that which was hidden and comes to life.
而另外一个意思呢就是隐藏了而是得生的。
And see, this piece of bread represents the Lord Jesus.
这块饼是代表耶稣基督。
He was sacrificed for you and I.
他为我们而作牺牲。
The Bible says that when he died, the disciples came and wrapped him in linen.
这个圣经说当他死了之后他的信徒来到将他来到用布裹住。
And just as the bread is hidden for a while, Jesus' body was hidden in the tomb for a while.
正如这个饼被隐藏亦都等于耶稣基督在这个山洞里面的肢体被隐藏一样。
But at a certain point in this Passover celebration, the children are sent out to find that bread that's hidden.
而在这个逾越节的仪式里面在某一个阶段这些儿童是会差遣出去来寻找这个隐藏了的饼。
Just as the disciples went to find Jesus' body.
正如这些信徒去找耶稣基督的身体一样。
And so the piece of bread is brought to the father and they open it.
咁呢块饼呢会带到呢个家庭嘅父亲嘅手里面佢就会打开。
And they eat it and whoever finds it in the Jewish home gets some price, some money.
而咁佢哋就会食呢个饼搵到呢块饼嗰个儿童呢佢会得到一啲嘅奖赏嘅。
This is a beautiful picture of Jesus' death, burial and resurrection.
这个是一个很美丽的图画预表这个耶稣基督被钉死了然后复活。
Let me mention quickly the bitter herbs that are used in Passover.
我也想提一提在这个逾节里面我们会用一些香料的。
The first one of the herbs is parsley.
第一个香料呢就是 parsley.
In the book of Exodus, the Israelites were commanded to take the blood of the lamb.
在这个出埃及记里面这些犹太人是要被晓谕要用拿这个羔羊的血。
They had to put it in a basin.
放在一个器皿里面。
And they had to take an hyssop and dip it in the blood.
用一啲嘅香草嚟到点喺呢啲嘅血里边。
And put that blood in the dintel and the sides of the door.
涂喺呢个门嘅框上边。
The dintel and the sides.
系上嗰一块同埋喺侧边嗰两块。
And God said, when the angel of death that was going to kill the firstborns came over Egypt.
咁神就话，当死亡嘅天使嚟到呢个埃及嘅时间。
And he saw the sign of the blood in the door.
佢看到门框上面嘅血嘅话。
No one that was inside that house would be killed.
在这个屋子里面的人就不会死亡了。
Because the angel would pass over that house. And no death would be there.
因为这个天使是会越过那间房子而中间是不会有死亡。
See, this is a beautiful picture of Messiah.
那这个是这个弥赛亚一个很美丽的图画。
And his death on the cross.
他在十字架上面的死亡。
Because God could have told the Israelites,Just take some blood and sprinkle the floor.
因为神可以叫啲犹太人就咁攞一啲血洒在地上。
Or spill it on the walls.
或者淋喺呢个墙上面。
But he was very specific and said the dintel and the sides.
但佢好清楚咁话系要一个横额同埋一个正嘅门框。
Does that look familiar?
咁大家系咪可以睇得到呢一个嘅形式咧
？He was given as a preview of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross.
系呢个耶稣喺十字架上被牺牲呢一个嘅预象，呢个预表嚟嘅。
And it's beautiful because you have to remain inside that sacrifice so that you will be saved from death.
亦都系我哋要预表到我哋需要留喺呢一个牺牲嘅十字架里边。我哋先得到拯救。
Just like you and I, when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior,
正如我哋当我哋接受耶稣基督为我哋嘅救主嘅时间
，and the blood is applied to your heart，
呢个血系去到我哋嘅心里边嘅时间
，you're covered under the blood and you're forgiven。
我哋被呢个血覆盖，我哋就得到宽恕。
And you don't have to fear death。
我哋就唔需要惧怕死亡
，because you're under the blood of the Lamb。
因为我哋喺羔羊嘅血下边。
Finally, the four cups are part of the celebration of Passover.
最后咧，呢个逾越节里边咧系有四个杯。
In the Lord's Supper, we usually use one cup.
喺呢个主嘅圣餐里边，通常我哋用一个杯。
The celebration of Passover is a long celebration that lasts about 3 hours.
逾越节呢个庆祝系有差唔多3个钟头嘅时间嘅。
So what we call the Lord's Supper is just a part of this long celebration.
所以我哋叫主嘅圣餐咧，其实只系其中嘅一部分。
Do you remember that the Lord Jesus was celebrating Passover when he instituted this Lord's Supper that we call Lord's Supper？
我哋记唔记得耶稣基督其实佢叫我哋呢个庆祝圣餐嘅时间，佢系食紧呢个逾越节嘅餐。
And it's interesting that there are 4 cups in the Passover that are based on Exodus chapter 6 verses 6.through 8 or through 7 I should say Exodus 6 verses 6 through 8
在出埃及记第六章六至八节里面是提到这四个杯
Exodus 6 there are 4 actions that God says he would do
在这个出埃及第六章六节里面神说他要做六件事
In verse 6 we read I am the Lord and I will bring you out
在第一道呢他说我是耶和华我要 带领你们。
And further down it says, and I will deliver you from bondage.
跟着他说我救赎你们脱离重担。
And further it says, I will also redeem you with an outstretched arm.
我也都会用棒臂重重的来到惩罚埃及人。
And verse 7 says, I will take you for my people and I will be your God.
在第七节他说我要以你们为我的百姓我要作你们的神。
So these 4 actions are the base for the 4 cups in the Passover.
那这四个行动呢就是这四个杯的 基本。
The New Testament says that the Lord Jesus after they had supper took the cup.
在这个新约圣经里面讲到耶稣基督他们吃过这个逾越节的餐之后他就拿起个杯。
And it's interesting that the cup that comes after having supper in Passover is the 3rd cup.
咁咧，其实咧食完呢个逾越节餐咧，所用嘅杯咧系第3个杯嚟嘅。
And the 3rd cup is called the cup of redemption.
而第三个杯呢就是叫做拯救的杯。
And so Jesus with his disciples take this cup and says, I will give this cup a new meaning for you.
咁呢主就话我拎起呢个杯我就俾你哋一个新嘅意思。
When you drink this cup, you will not only remember redemption from Egypt,
当你哋饮呢个杯嘅时间你哋唔会再是记得是这个是在这个埃及当时的救赎。
But from now on you will remember my redemption that I paid with my life for you.
从现在开始你就会记得是我的对你们的救赎，我为你们牺牲我的生命。
The Passover elements are about 25 of them. We only saw 4 today.
其实逾越节的意思重要的重点是有25点那么多的，今天我们只是提几点而已。
But you have an idea of how they point to Jesus.
但大家都知道他们怎样是指向这个耶稣基督的。
The next feast I want to talk about is called Rosh Hashanah or the Feast of Trumpets.
第二个节期呢就是吹角节。
The Feast of Trumpets marks the beginning of the civil Jewish New Year.
这个吹角节呢是这个犹太人的年度的第一日。
Because the religious New Year and the biblical New Year happens on the month of Nisan.
因为这个宗教上面的年呢就是在这个七月开始的。
Which the Bible calls the first month of the year.
在圣经里面呢叫年的第一日第一个月。
By the way, if you thought that the Japanese invented Nisan, no, it was the Bible.
Nisan 这个名字不是日本人所发明的。
So this feast marks the beginning of the Jewish New Year. It also marks the beginning of the 10 days of awe.
这个吹角节呢是这个犹太人的年度的第一日，也都是代表这个 days of awe 的十日开始。
It's a time between the month of September and October where the Jewish people prepare for this 10 days of awe.
是我们九月十月之间犹太人呢来到庆祝这十日。
The 10 days end with the celebration of Yom Kippur, which we'll talk about later.
而这个十日结束的时间呢，它就会是这个救赎日的。
And this Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, prepares the people for the upcoming time of repentance.
这个吹角节呢，是帮助这些犹太人呢，来到纪念这个的拯救。
The main elements of Rosh Hashanah is the blowing of the shofar.
主要的重点呢就是吹这个角。
The shofar, as you know, is a ram's horn.
大家或者知道这个 shofar 这件角器呢就是一个羊的角。
And it was used in the Old Testament to call the people for something important.
在这个旧约圣经里面呢用这个角来到呼召这些犹太人一些重要的事的。
And most scholars believe that it was a ram's horn to remember the ram that was used by God instead of Isaac being sacrificed by Abraham.
犹太人相信这个羊角呢是当时献这个以撒的时间没献到以撒，而是利用这个羊来到献了，是那个代表来纪念那个羊角的。
So God wants to call our attention when he wants to say something important, there is a shofar sound.
当神要我们记得一些重要的东西，他就用这个羊角来到吹号。
Rosh Hashanah also involves remembrance. God wants us to remember all the things he has done in our lives.
这个吹角节也是神要我们纪念到他所作的很多的工作。
And there is also an emphasis on the kingship of God, God as a king.
也都是在这个注重这个神是成为我们的王。
We use the word Avinu Malkeinu, which means our father and our king.
我们用的字眼呢就是神是我们的王，是我们的父。
So how does this speak about Jesus?
那怎样去预表神耶稣基督呢？
The Bible says that when Jesus not only died on a cross and was put in a tomb and resurrected.
圣经说神耶稣基督不只是在十字架上死被埋葬被复活。
But the Bible says that he ascended into heaven and is coming back again.
圣经说他升到天上他亦都会再回来。
Do you believe that?
你们相不相信呢？
Amen.
阿门。
I get excited when I think about Jesus second coming.
我听到我记得耶稣基督话会再翻嚟，我就感到好兴奋。
It's going to be a great event.
是一个好大的 嘅事。
Revelation says that the trumpet should sound and Jesus will come again.
喺启示录里边话号角会吹，而耶稣就会翻嚟。
So I'm always ready and trying to listen for a trumpet sound.
所以我成日都系睇下听下有冇呢个号角嘅声。
Because when we hear the shofar sound, one of these days Jesus is coming again.
因为当我哋听到呢个羊角嘅声嘅时间，耶稣基督就翻嚟啦。
And I don't know if he's going to use a satellite.
我唔知系咪会用卫星。
I don't know what he's going to use, but the Bible says that everyone will see him.
但系圣经话咧，每一个人都会见到佢嘅。
And the Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
圣经话咧，每一个人都会屈膝，每一个人都大声称颂神。
When the first time Jesus came, he came as a humble baby.
当神第一次嚟嘅时间，佢系一个卑微嘅小童。
But next time he's coming as King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
但第二次嚟，佢系万王之王、万主之主。
I get excited.
我就好兴奋啦。
Because I'm going to be there, either seeing it from here or seeing it from heaven, but I'm going to be there.
但系咧，我无论喺呢度或者我喺天堂，我都会睇得到嘅。
And I hope you are there too.
我亦都希望大家会喺当时会喺嗰度。
And the only way the Bible says that you can be in heaven with him for eternity is if you accept him as Lord and Savior in your life.
而圣经话咧，唯一嘅办法你可以见到佢，就系你尊佢为王。
The next one we want to see in the next few minutes is Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement.
第二个节期就系呢个赎罪日。
In this celebration, the priest in the Old Testament had to go and atone for the sins of himself, his family, and the people of Israel.
在旧约里面呢，那个祭司是要为了他自己、为他家庭、为以色列的人呢来到认罪的。
If you read in Leviticus, when you go home, you'll see all the several sacrifices that he had to make.
如果你回去看这个利未记，你会看得到他各样的祭是要献出来。
It wasn't a pretty picture.
不是很简单。
There was a lot of blood.
有很多的血。
And there's a lot of things that he had to do with the blood.
他也都要用这些血做很多的事。
But the Bible says that he had to have two different lambs.
圣经说他需要有两只不同的羔羊。
And one of them was sacrificed.
其中一只是会献祭。
But the other one was kept alive.
另外一只就是不会杀死的。
And the priest had to pray with his hands over his head, over the head of the lamb.
一个祭司会是用手按住这个羔羊的头来祷告。
Confess all his sins and his family's sins and the sins of Israel.
是认他自己、他家庭和所有以色列人的罪。
And then this lamb was sent outside of the city, way, way far away to the desert.
而这个羊就会被送到这个离开城很远的荒野里面。
And then in the desert he would die.
在这个荒野里面他就会死亡了。
So Yom Kippur reminds us that we need confession of our sins.
所以这个赎罪日呢是会提醒我们要记住我们的罪。
And that we need to repent from our sins.
我们要忏悔我们的罪。
And we need to make reconciliation with those loved ones and family and friends that we have made wrong.
我们得罪了的家人的朋友，我们要跟他们和好。
So there is a lot of time of prayer and fasting during Passover, during Yom Kippur, excuse me.
所以赎罪日的时间呢是有很多的祈祷，是很多的禁食。
And at the end of the fasting day, no food for a whole day from sundown to the next day sundown.
咁呢喺由日落至到第二日嘅日落呢是禁食嘅。
The shofar is also blown to mark the end of the fasting.
咁咧，亦都喺完咗呢个禁食咧，就会吹嗰个嘅羊角啦。
But I want to mention the fact of the scapegoat that takes the sin and carries it outside the city and then he dies。
咁我想提到呢个代罪嘅羔羊，带领咗去交荒野嗰个嘅代罪羔羊。
Because this is another picture of Jesus。
因为呢个亦都系预表耶稣基督嘅。
The Bible says that Jesus, the perfect Lamb of God, carried your sins and mine upon his shoulder.
圣经话神这个完全的羔羊呢担当了你和我们的罪。
And the Bible says that they carried Jesus, they didn't kill him inside Jerusalem, but he was crucified outside the city limits.
而圣经里面说耶稣基督不在这个以色列的境内受到钉十字架，而是领到在这个城外。
And the Bible says that he died there outside the city.
圣经话佢喺呢个城外系死亡。
Because according to Yom Kippur, whoever carried the sins had to die outside.
因为根据呢、这个赎罪日咧，呢、这个孭咗罪嘅呢个羔羊系要带到外边嚟到死亡。
To be alone, away from everybody.
系要独自离开众人。
If you recall, when Jesus died, he says his father turned his face away. He died alone.
你大家记得耶稣基督死嘅时间咧，天父系掩面唔看佢。
Even his disciples, it says that they abandoned him.
亦都佢嘅所有嘅信徒咧，亦都系离开佢。
That reminds me of my own sin.
呢个提醒我自己嘅罪。
When I sin, I separate myself from the Lord. I cannot turn my back away from him.
当我犯罪嘅时间咧，我离开神，我将我嘅面嚟到离开佢。
Now the Israelites celebrate Yom Kippur, this day of repentance, once a year.
以色列人每一年庆祝呢个赎罪日一日。
Somebody was telling me today, does that mean that they sin all they want during the year, then one day they ask for forgiveness?
咁有人问我系咪咁佢哋全年犯罪而只系一日佢哋就呢个承认佢呢个罪咧
？I don't know, but I hope they don't do that, and I hope you don't do that.
我唔知道，不过我希望你哋。都唔系咁做。
If I did that, I had to carry a big book with all the sins of the year.
如果唔系咧，我就要一本书里边写满晒我嘅罪啦。
But there is good news.
系有好嘅消息。
The Bible says that Jesus' sacrifice was done once and for all, forevermore.
圣经话，主耶稣基督只系一次赎罪就已经系足够。
No more sacrifices needed.
唔需要再这个献上嘅自己。
No other lamb has to die.
唔需要再杀其他嘅羔羊。
You don't have to make any other sacrifices.
你哋亦都唔需要作出其他嘅牺牲。
All you and I have to do is trust what Jesus did on the cross and accept His sacrifice as ours.
我哋只要相信耶稣基督喺十字架上所做嘅，亦都接受佢为我哋嘅牺牲。
As the old hymn says, Jesus paid it all.
圣经呢个诗歌话耶稣已经付出个代价。
All to Him I owe.
我哋欠佢呢个嘅代价。
I don't have to do it. He paid it all for me.
我唔需要做咩嘢，佢已经为我哋付出咗代价。
So Yom Kippur guides us to Jesus and to His sacrifice for us.
所以赎罪日咧系令我哋到耶稣基督同埋佢为我哋所作嘅牺牲。
Finally, I want to mention briefly the Feast of Sukkot or Tabernacles.
最后咧，我好简单咁样嚟到同大家提一提呢个住棚节。
These three feasts are Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot come one after the other.
头先所提嘅三个节期咧，系一个连接一个咁样。
And the tabernacles remembers the 40 years that the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness.
呢个住棚节咧，系纪念到以色列人40年喺郊野里边嚟到住棚嘅。
Now when I was younger, I enjoyed going camping.
我后生嘅时间，我好中意出去出边露营。
But 40 years?
但系40年咁长嘅时间
，I don't think I could take that.
我或者忍受唔到啦。
But that's what they celebrate, the 40 years of going as camping in the wilderness.
但佢哋就係咁样嚟到纪念佢哋喺个郊野里面呢40年。
It also celebrates the fall harvest.
亦都係庆祝呢个秋季嘅呢个嘅收割。
Where we celebrate the goodness of God through the vegetables and fruits.
我哋纪念到神嘅丰盛嘅供应。
And we celebrate God's faithfulness and provision during that time.
亦都纪念到神嘅佢嘅信实，佢嘅供给。
Some call the Sukkot or Tabernacles as a Jewish Thanksgiving。
有啲人咧，这个叫呢个住棚节咧系犹太人嘅感恩日。
Now some of the elements on this feast is that nowadays and throughout history the Israelites are asked to live in temporary booths for that week.
今时今日咧，呢个住棚节咧，有一啲犹太人咧，佢会喺啲临时性嘅呢、这个所搭嘅呢个帐篷里边。
And if you have any Jewish neighbors, you might see in the backyard or in the balcony or somewhere they build a booth or a tent for 8 days.
或者你如果有犹太嘅邻居，你会睇到佢哋喺后院或者喺呢个骑楼上边咧，会搭一啲啲咁嘅帐篷。
If the weather is nice, they're supposed to sleep under that tent.
如果天气好咧，佢哋应该系住喺呢啲嘅帐篷里边嘅。
And they're supposed to have at least the first and the eighth day a meal under that tent.
亦都喺第一同埋第八日咧，佢哋应该喺呢个棚里边咧系食一啲嘅餐嘅。
The command of the Lord also says that they have to get branches of different kinds of trees and plants.
神亦都指示佢哋咧，系要喺唔同嘅树里边咧攞一啲嘅枝。
And you have to wave them and sing praises to the Lord for His goodness and mercy.
要扬呢一啲嘅枝，然之后咧向神咧嚟到赞美。
So just as Yom Kippur was very sad and somber celebration, Sukkot is a very happy and joyful celebration.
正如呢、这个赎罪日咧系一个好严肃嘅日子，这个住棚节咧系好喜乐嘅一个日子。
And I want to leave you with these four ideas about Sukkot.
我亦都咧俾大家有四个要点。
One is that in Sukkot we celebrate God's provision for us.
喺住棚节咧，我哋系纪念咗神嘅供应。
He gives us family, He gives us jobs, He gives us goods.
佢俾我哋有家庭，我哋有工作，有我哋日常所需嘅嘢。
He gives us clothes to wear and food to eat and cars to move around.
佢俾我哋身上面嘅衣服，佢俾食物我哋，佢俾呢个车辆俾我哋。
In the book of James, it says that every good thing and every perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights.
在雅各书里面说，所有一切好的都是由天上的神给我们。
Because God provides everything we have.
因为神供给我们一切的需要。
Don't forget that.
不要忘记到。
It's not just your job.
不只是你的工作。
It's not the government.
不是政府。
It's not all the money you make.
不是你所赚所有的钱。
God is a provider.
神是供应者。
The second thing that I want you to remember is that Sukkot means the presence of God is with us.
第二样我哋想大家记住嘅咧，就系住棚节表示神与我哋同在。
In fact, the idea came from the time in the desert where God's presence was in the cloud during the day and in the fire during the night.
而呢个意念咧，就系喺呢个以色列人喺旷野里边嘅时间咧。神是以云柱和火柱与他们同在的。
The Bible says that God tabernacled among his people.
这个圣经说神是将他的同在是好像棚一样来到覆盖他们。
And the same idea is the one that the Apostle John uses in John chapter 1, verse 14.
亦是在这个约翰福音第一章。第十三节里面所提及的
John 1:14 talk about Jesus. He says, and the word became flesh and dwelt or tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory.
第十四节里面说道成了肉身住在我们的中间，充充满满有恩典有真理。
So God is a God that wants to live with us and his presence in us and with us.
所以神是愿意住在我们的中间与我们同在。
Sukkot also means God's promises are yes and are faithful.
住棚节呢代表神嘅应许系必定会实行嘅。
He promised to be with us through the presence of the Holy Spirit.
佢应许我哋用圣灵与我哋同在。
When Jesus left this world, he says, "I will not leave you alone. I will send a comforter."
当耶稣基督离开我哋嘅时间，佢话我唔会使到你哋孤单，我会用一个安慰者俾你哋。
And the Bible says that when the Holy Spirit is within you, you have like rivers of life flowing out of you.
圣经亦都话，当圣灵与我哋同在嘅时间，我哋咧好似有生命嘅河咁样。
So I hope you are enjoying the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life to give you life abundant.
我希望咧，你哋大家系享受紧呢个圣灵喺你哋嘅生命中间，使到你有丰盛嘅生命。
And the final thing that Sukkot reminds us of is God's prophecy for the future.
最后住棚节提醒我哋嘅就系神将来为咗我哋将来嘅应许。
Because the Bible talks, and one of our brothers mentioned it earlier, that at the end of time, God will come and tabernacle among us.
最后我刚才有弟兄提到咧，最后嘅日子神系会嚟到我哋住喺我哋嘅中间。
And we will see him face to face.
我们会面对面地与他相遇。
And we'll spend eternity with him.
我们永远与他同在。
What a joy that will be.
是一个很开心的事。
No more pain.
再没有痛
楚。No more suffering.
再没有这个困苦。
No more death.
没有死亡。
Only rejoicing in the presence of God forever.
永远在神与我们同在之中我们享乐。
As we come to the close of this brief presentation of the Feast of Israel,
当我们来到这个简单地介绍这个节期的时间，
Let me ask you one thing.
我问大家一个问题。
Do you have Jesus in your life?
你有没有耶稣基督在你的生命里面呢？
Is he living in you and within you?
他是不是住在你们的中间呢？在你的心里面呢？
Are you enjoying his presence every day?
你有没有享受他与你同在？
Do you have the assurance of his promises for you that are true and amen?
你是不是有祂的应许很肯定地来到接受祂?
And do you know for sure that you will spend eternity with him?
你是不是知道你永远会同祂与祂同在呢?
The only way you can know is you accept him in your life as your Lord and Savior.
唯一你能够知道的就是如果你已经接受了祂成为你个人的救主。
And I pray that you will take time in your homes to study this feast in depth.
希望你在家中的时间用一些时间来研究这个节期。
So that you will see God's perfect plan for your life.
所以 你会看得到神这个完全的计划在你的身上。
I want to finish the sermon with a blessing for you.
我希望用一些祝福的说话来完成这个讲题。
It's a typical historic blessing that Aaron was given to share with the people of Israel.
是阿伦在历史性上面他用这个话语来祝福以色列人。
It's found in the book of Numbers, verses, chapter 6, verse 24 through 26.
民数记第六章24至到26节。
And I pray that this blesses your
life. 民数记六章。
I will say it in Hebrew, then in English, and then Brother Stephen will say it in Chinese or Mandarin.
我首先会用这个希利文，跟住会用英文。
And the blessing is, Yevarechecha Adonai veYishmerecha, Yair Adonai panav elecha vichunecha, Yisa Adonai panav elecha veYasim lecha shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace.
愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。愿耶和华向你仰脸，赐你平安。
Let us pray.
我们祈祷。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
We thank you for your promises.
我们感谢你的应许。
We thank you for sending Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你让耶稣基督来到我们中间。
I pray that everyone here and those listening on the radio.
我祈祷希望大家在这里的每一个位。
Will enjoy the peace and hope that only comes from knowing Jesus as our Savior.
能够享受到因为耶稣基督我们得到的平安，得到我们的盼望。
In His name we pray.
奉祂的名我们祷告，阿门。